Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I was thinking more about the Chiefs wide receiver spot because it's interesting for the draft because you have to factor it in at least a little into your thinking about how long do we think Rice is out? What do we do at wide receiver? And I was thinking more about Hollywood Brown. And some of this, I'll admit, comes back to something we've talked about on the show, which is this general notion to be like, just wait till they get with Reed. And I hate it because you do not have a single, nobody has, not you. Nobody has a single example of a wide receiver coming into Andy Reid's system and being better than the place they were before or having a career year here or anything like that. They've had good years here or they've had the same years they had before in other locations. But I was thinking more about Hollywood and what he relates to. It's the same thing. Kelce, Rice, where he's in the lineup. I'll tell you right now, if you gave me a choice right now, Golden, you said, I will guarantee you 800 yards from Hollywood Brown, I'd lock it in. I'd be done. I'd lock in 800 yards from Hollywood Brown today. If you would guarantee me that number, I'd take it. This isn't meant to be a knock on him or what he'll be in this offense or the upside potential. I'm just telling you, rather than the swing one way or the other, if you just told me Hollywood Brown was good for 800 yards in the upcoming season for the Chiefs, I'd take it.
So let's just assume Rashee Rice is playing all 16 or 17 games for this scenario, because that could swing it, you would admit, right?
Sure.
If Hollywood Brown were,
misses six games or if he misses two.
If Hollywood Brown's playing all year and he stays healthy, but Rashee Rice misses six games, suddenly that might change your thought process.
But if he only misses two, I probably don't swing my number a lot.
Look, probably difficult not to lock in the 800. You know, I'm a little more optimistic. We did this exercise just with three or four receivers a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember the exact number I said on the show. I want to say it was above 800, though.
I think it was nine.
Yeah. So based on that, would I lock in 800? No. But I think most, if we were to put a poll question out, I would like to think most people would if we're being realistic about how the season could go. Now, I'm really optimistic even more after Patrick Mahomes' comments 2 days ago, where he was asked what has stood out other than, hey, Hollywood Brown's a deep threat wide receiver. We know that. He said he's been pleasantly surprised with his route running. And we know Andy Reid provides ultimate flexibility in your route running, right? He gives you some freedom that maybe other coaches do not give. And that kind of excites me to see what Hollywood Brown can do within that. And there's plenty of motivation for Brown. I know we can bring up MVS, but Hollywood Brown's on a one-year deal. And it's incentive laden number one. And also he's got a chance to get paid in a huge way, whether it's from the Chiefs or anybody, after this upcoming season. So
if he can stay healthy for 17 games and get 800 yards, I still think he gets paid a pretty good amount.
And he would get a multi-year deal for sure. But all the boxes could be checked for him into what you're looking for to have a massive season. I would hesitantly lock in 800. Like I wouldn't like it. Like, does that mean
you would do it, but you're like, oh man, I kind of want to take, it's like the non-greedy hedging of a bet.
Yeah. I feel like
it's a good amount of profit, so I guess I'll just take it. But I still kind of want to ride this bet out.
I feel like I'm leaving some yardage on the table. And we all know this too. We're talking specific yards. We all recognize it's not just about yardage to how someone can have a great year. Right. We've probably done, I don't know if it's because of fantasy football, but we're all guilty of this when we talk about wide receivers.
Cause if they're the number one offense and he has 777 yards, do you care?
Right. It's also just in general, when we talk about any wide receiver, we all do it. Like, we just say, all right, how many yards he had? That must just mean how he had. Now, if he had 500 yards, then that's a problem. But in the difference between a 1,100 yard season and 900, all right, what's in there? We're big plays, game winning catches, how many touchdowns? There's a lot to go into that.
Sure. Like, and touchdowns, a good number for him too, has typically been five or six. But if it was 800 yards and five touchdowns, I'm just locking it in. Look, he's only had 800 yards one time. He was close a second time. He had 769. That's within 30, right? Within the range of what you would presume. Other than that, he was close to 100 yards away and more than 200, over 200 yards away the other two times. Look, a lot of times for him, it is very simply health. In the year he had 709 yards, he only started 10 games and only played in 12. Would he have gotten over 800 if he played in that number? Sure. But that's part of what I'm factoring into locking in 800 yards. If I lock in 800 yards, I assume he's played 14 or more games, which is an important, probably more important than his yardage total at the end of the year for me, is his availability. Because last year, the biggest part of the problem is they didn't have the guy from a couple of years ago, Juju Smith-Schuster, just showed up, and no matter how the game was going, he'd just get you the 50 grind-out yards required in order to, like, move the offense along. They were the number one scoring offense that year, and Juju Smith-Schuster wasn't some world-beating wide receiver taking the league by storm. He was available, and he was available to get a third down catch on 6 yards that they needed to continue the drive. I am more interested in that in Hollywood Brown than the yardage total, to your point on
moving the chains on third down.
That's why
like
I would,
that.
Yeah, that's why I'd take, that's why I'd lock in the total.
Yeah. I think he's better than that. I think he's going to bring more to the table than that, but that's not a crazy number. Like, nobody should be ashamed of the 800 yard season and 5 touchdowns. That would be perfectly fine. I just am a little more greedy than that, I think, for what I think he can be in a Chiefs uniform, especially since, depending on what they do in the draft in the first round, if they draft a wide receiver in the first round, and depending on the style of wide receiver, that could also shift your thought process. Because what you described with Juju, let's say they go get a, you said you want them to draft, yesterday we're doing the wish list, Leggett, right, or whatever. Yep. Okay, let's say, is it Leggett or I think that's how you pronounce it. Yep. We've all been saying it differently, I think.
Figure it out when he gets drafted.
That style receiver, bigger bodied wide receiver, if that's the guy they draft, he might be the guy what you're describing, which is a little bit more of, hey, on third down, he's the guy that is able to move the sticks a little bit better. And Hollywood Brown brings them an element to the offense they haven't had in 2 years.
I'll be honest. If they're the number one offense in the NFL, I don't care what Hollywood Brown's final statistics are.
Fair.
He can have 475 yards. If they're the number one scoring offense in the league, I don't care. Because he's at least adding an element that's bringing him back to where they were. Or that means they're the number one offense, which means Kelce returned to a 1,200-yard receiver. Rashee Rice is the number one receiver on this team. And Hollywood Brown is exactly what you said. He's MVS from a couple of years ago. He gets you 600 yards, and they're all for 50 yards at a time. Fine by me. I don't really care the order of operations on that. But that's, again, why I would lock in the number. For Hollywood, I think there's a level of greed you should be careful with, because this is it. Like the text line said, from the 816, he's getting 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. 1,000 yards, 59 yards per game, 17 games he's getting that. Okay, so just to be clear, he's only played in 16 games twice out of 4 years, so 40% of the time. Of those 2 times, he only got to 1,000 once, barely, at 1,008, but he got there at 146 targets. He's never getting 146 targets for this team. Like, honest to God, I don't know what the odds are on it. There's almost no bet I wouldn't take to say he's not getting 1,000. Like, and it's not a knock on him. Because, again, I just think there's a lot of mouths to feed in what is a much deeper offense than it was a year ago. But every year, we've been doing this show, and I've been hosting Kansas City Radio for almost 10 years now. Every single year for 10 consecutive years, I have had to have the same argument with listeners or fans or people on social media about the, like, just wait till he gets here. And it's never once come to fruition. So I don't know why I have to, like, I don't know why we have to, like, we can just have reasonable expectations for Hollywood. I don't have to bury him. And you don't have to put him on some unrealistic pedestal, like not the collective.
I got you.
I was looking right at you when I said it. Like,
I would say
it
this,
was
though,
you who was saying
I would
it.
Say this though. It's not. This is not the same thing as Richie James and me last year being like, he's gonna.
You just liked. You wanted Richie James to have 500 yards. It's way different, or 600.
600 yards or whatever. But I thought he had a chance to get to 7. This is Hollywood Brown is a much better player than Richie James. And I don't think it's.
And Kadarius Toney, who is a player we probably did it with.
And we talk about availability for Hollywood Brown. Yes, the 17 games is not a sure thing. He's also not Kadarius Toney in terms of availability either.
Yeah, but this is what it says. Let's be clear. He had Lamar and Murray, not Pat. That's the same thing I had to hear about Kadarius Toney. It's the same thing I had to hear about MVS. It's the same thing I had to hear about.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that Hollywood
Chris
Brown is better?
I mean, I can go back on that Chris Conley, but 10 years of this.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that Hollywood Brown is a better wide receiver than two of the names you just mentioned, and MVS and Kadarius Toney?
Yes, but I also think that's why his number is 800. I told you when they got MVS, I'd have taken the 650 out of him because that's what he was. I'm just looking for you to maintain your level of production. Gold, we actually had this conversation once with a different wide receiver. I think everybody thinks that it's the quarterback who's holding the wide receiver back, and sometimes it's just there's a cap to the wide receiver. The one you had correctly pointed out about is Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson was a wide receiver that for years, people were like, just wait.
Yeah.
You get this guy a real quarterback, and they're going to unlock this secret weapon that's existed inside this man's body forever. It's just not true. He was the it turns out it was the opposite. The reason why they were that level of productive is they didn't have anyone else to throw to but Allen Robinson. You know, he was the only choice in the offense for all these years. What's funny about the 800 yards is that is not meant to be a, like, I'm trying to put a cap on. I'm just saying I take it. That is a good level of production. I think some of this is, you know, there was a Twitter poll yesterday that actually really points to this about reasonable expectation based on draft. There's a Twitter poll put out. It got like 5,000 votes on Marvin Harrison Jr. And it had said, if Marvin Harrison Jr. has Amari Cooper's career production, would you deem it as he met expectation, exceeded expectation, was below expectation? And 80% of the vote failed his expectation. Right. We're like, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Right,
Amari Cooper has had a really good career.
Right, but that is also, one, it's Twitter poll, but to your point.
Sure.
But also, that's how nuts the expectation and belief in what Marvin Harrison Jr. can be,
sure.
You know, right?
I mean, he's got almost 10,000 yards sure. receiving and 60 touchdowns.
But his dad's a Hall of Famer, right? So people sure. are, fair or not, unfair, by the way, are saying, like, well, that's what they're expecting. Like, that Marvin Harrison Jr. has got to be a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Like,
I'll tell you right now. But if you're a fan, if your team takes Marvin Harrison Jr., you should lock it. If they just said, all right, through age 29 season, he can be a Mark, lock it in. Are you kidding me? He's 29 years old. He's got 10,000 yards receiving and 60 touchdowns. Lock that in. He's a Pro Bowl caliber wide receiver.
I'll be really interested to see when we get closer to training camp, when the over-unders start coming out for player props and all that for the season. Where is Hollywood Brown's number sitting at? Is it over-under 715.5? Is it over? By the way, I would take the over. Sounds like you would too. If you're,
I would take that.
What would be the number where you'd be like, oh, I got to take the under? Like, if I told you his over-under was 835.5 for Hollywood Brown, are you taking the under or the over? 835.5 yards.
Under.
You take the under. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, again, he's a rookie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just like...
Or not Hollywood Brown. Did I say...
I knew who you meant. You said Marvin Harrison Jr., but you meant Hollywood Brown. That's fine. I take the under, but still, the point's valid.
Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.